This is the Gospel Music Buffet being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. And it's evening here, and it will be rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in the morning, on a Sunday morning. And with me, if any of you folks are who listen to this program on 101.3 FM, is my wife, Terry.
Well, hi.
Hi.
It's great to be here.
Well,
I'm really almost choked up.
I am
that we're
too.
That we're back here on the air, and it's so wonderful to see you feeling some better.
Well, and thanks to a great caretaker in my wife,
who
has been my guardian angel through this whole thing. Now, don't get me all choked up here.
I'm getting all choked up too.
I won't be able to do the show, you know, but I thank God for you tonight.
Well,
I really do. Going to kick off the show as we always do with
the Lord's Prayer, Phil Driscoll.
Hello,
That's Phil Driscoll and the Lord's Prayer, and the way we always open up the show. And tonight I've got a special guest with me who is, of course, my wife, who used to do a lot of the shows with me. And we just recently, it's not recently, I'd say, the last year or two, you haven't been doing quite that many with me, when you can. And not only is she my wife, she's my caretaker and my guardian angel, who has just been absolutely unbelievable taking care of me right after she recovered from COVID. And she recovered much quicker than I have. And in fact, I'm doing, in the interest of full disclosure, which is not always good, but I'm doing the show with oxygen. You know, it looks like I got a little extra microphone up my nose, but I'm getting some oxygen and getting some help from this beautiful lady that I call my wife,
aww,
Terry.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, hey, listen, Barry Flatt is listening.
Oh, great.
And he says, sounding good, glad you're feeling better, and thank you for all the prayers, Barry. I love you, brother. And one of the best bass singers.
Oh, yeah,
this side
sure
of the Pecos River.
Oh, and
yeah,
over in Millington, Tennessee,
yes,
we have Jack Bish listening. Hey, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
He's my good friend. Gosh,
I
we've
know.
Known each other a long, long
I
time.
I love him to death.
He used to come over
super,
to dinner.
Super, super fine guy.
When I was in high school, he would come over and have dinner with my mom and dad and me.
Super, super guy. Beautiful family.
And we have Pam Hebrock listening in Liberty, Kentucky.
Hey, Pam.
Hey, Pam.
Thank you.
Great
God bless
you.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
And over in Whitley City, Kentucky.
Down in Whitley City.
Down.
Yeah.
Down over there in there.
Yeah, that's close enough.
That would be Rita Anderson.
Hey,
Rita. Great to have you.
Thank you. Thank you, Rita, for all the prayers.
We sure appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And listening over at the Kendall Park Campground over in Jamestown, Kentucky.
Around Wolf Creek Dam.
Is Ben and Janie Crow.
Speaking of two angels.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
They are.
They are, literally.
They are so sweet.
Oh,
I'm telling
goodness.
You. They
kept
have come to our rescue
winter.
So many times.
Oh, so many times.
And we appreciate them.
Yeah, we love you guys.
We sure do. And y'all catch a lot of fish.
Well, Terry, this is this first song that I'm kicking off the Southern Gospel version of the program with. Is something I've been saying a whole lot the past few weeks.
Yes.
That's Jesus.
Hold my hand.
As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me, leads me safely through the sea. And it is the Christ of Calvary. This will be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
Jesus, hold my hand.
I miss Protect.
I could hear Barry Flatt. I can hear him getting on my bass. Oh, all the way up here, yeah.
That was the Statler Brothers. I really like
Statler them. Brothers, yeah. Yes indeed. Now this next song I'm about to play, this lady is Rebecca Spear. And this one has topped the bluegrass gospel charts for the last, 12 or 13 weeks.
Is she like a daughter of the Spear family?
She was married. She's the widow. Widow of Ben Spear.
Oh, is she?
Yeah,
okay.
And a sweet, sweet lady.
Oh, okay.
Here's Rebecca Spear and Somebody Loves Me. Rebecca Spear and Somebody Loves Me, and somebody has to love me to live with me, number one, my wife, and my Lord, for letting me live a few more days in this world, because it's been touch and go the past few weeks. And it's like, not, I don't want to say a bad dream, because my wife has helped to make it a very nice dream in a lot of ways, and has got strength, has to be from the good Lord. I've never seen Terry do the things that she's done the last several weeks and do them so well, and still walks around with a big smile on her face. And I keep thanking her and say, sweetie, I don't know how I'm ever going to repay you for all that you've done. And I just feel so deeply indebted to her.
Oh.
And I feel deeply indebted to you folks who have prayed for me and prayed for Terry. Terry got COVID first, as you all know, and I was taking care of her for about 3 or 4 days and didn't know that I had probably already contracted it. And then she went down to see the doctor finally after like 4 or 5 days. She said, okay, I'll go see the doctor. It'll make you happy. I said, it'd make me very happy. And she went down, and they first told her she had just a
stomach bug.
Yeah, stomach bug, yeah. Which is what you thought it was, too.
Yeah, I thought it was a stomach bug, too. In fact, I called you and said, it's just a stomach virus.
Yeah, because, but you did you request the COVID test, or did they?
No, they said, if you want it, we can give it to you. You just walk over to the hospital right down the breezeway there, and you can take the little instant It's one of the shorter ones. Is that the one that probes
your
brain?
The non-invasive.
Yeah, right.
So she got it.
So about 30 minutes after I'd called you to say, well, I just have a stomach bug, then they called me and said, well, guess what? You have COVID. I said, no way. Because I had no real symptoms of COVID. I had my, smell, sense of smell and taste and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
That didn't change.
Yeah.
I was just very tired,
It affects everybody differently, as we found out. And then she called me and said, they want you to come down and take the test. And I felt fine. So I went down and I took it, and I didn't expect them to tell me I was positive. And they called, and they said, Frank, we got bad news. You've got COVID also. I said, oh, okay. And I was okay about the next three days maybe. And then after that, it started going downhill really fast. My oxygen levels started dropping. And I'm very stubborn. Terry said, you need to go to the hospital. My brother Steve said, you need to go to the hospital. And then my kids were telling me, Dad, you need to go to the hospital. And finally, when I've got an oximeter, and finally when I saw my oxygen drop down to about 79 or 80, I thought, Frank, you need to go to the hospital.
No, you had the doctor called to check on you.
I know.
And the doctor called in, and they said, when you told them what your oxygen level
then
was, they
Frank,
said, you need to get
to
the
hospital. Yeah.
Then he would listen to him, but he wouldn't listen to us.
You know.
And it was almost too late because...
What I was gauging my recovery on was your recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, tomorrow's going to be better.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow came, I was no better. The next day, I thought, tomorrow's going to be better. And tomorrow didn't get better. It got better when I went to the VA hospital. And I had some of the most amazing care that one could ever have. And just thank God. And prayed with so many of the staff up there. We talked a lot about the Lord. And my respiratory therapist came in, and he would always come in at night to hook me up to my CPAP because to get rid of the carbon dioxide in my system. And I would ask somebody, are you a believer? You know, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior? And he said, amen, I have. And then, boom, we were talking about the Lord. Mm-hmm. We became friends. He friended me on Facebook.
And the Lord puts the right people in your path.
He does.
When you need them, boy, he does.
He does. And plus, I've got amazing friends on Facebook, amazing lifelong friends like Sue and Don Estes who are listening tonight.
Hey, Sue and Don.
Yes.
Yes, they are over in Eubank, Kentucky. Yeah.
God bless you both.
Hope y'all are doing well.
Yeah. And let's see.
I want to thank Ben and Janie Crow for sharing this broadcast
on
their Facebook page, too.
Yeah.
Thank y'all.
Yeah. Okay, let's get back into music. Boy, I've talked my head off. Y'all are lucky I'm on oxygen. I'd be talking a lot more. Here's Legacy 5, Love, Pure Love.
She barged in uninvited into the house of Simon, stood behind the Lord, weeping at his feet. Broke open alabaster to anoint the master. If he was truly God, why couldn't he see? She was a sinner.
She was a sinner.
But he defended her with nothing but love. Washed away the dust along with her past. Sweet fragrance of repentance, the room filled with forgiveness. She finally found the kind of love that will last now and forever.
Now and forever.
He will cover her with nothing but love.
No!
That's Legacy 5 from their award-winning Southern Gospel album called Pure Love, and that's Love, Pure Love. I'll tell you what, it just feels so good to get back on the air again. And this next song is very apropos to me and to you and to all those who have prayed for me. And it's the Gaither Vocal Band.
And my faith still holds.
Amen. Gaither Vocal Band and My Faith Still Holds. Boy, I want to tell you, it has been a journey, you know, the last several weeks, and I've really got a chance to know what a great God we serve. I knew that before, but I really know it now, and I've just seen so many things happen, so many wonderful things happen. And me being part of some of those wonderful things, and then wonderful things happening to others too, that it just has overwhelmed me at times. I've got to not talk too much tonight and play some music for you guys, but I wanted to do a praise and worship show and exalt my Lord and my Savior, because he has brought me through so much, and I very well could be waiting for you guys up in heaven right now, but God took care of me. I want to remind everybody, too, that the Gospel Music Buffet is being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, and that's a part of Wesley Communications. And we love Rick and Shelley Wesley.
We sure do. Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful folks. And I want to do a shout-out to Kathy Parker.
Hey, Kathy. Great to have you. And she's in Brighton, Tennessee. And also Mia Gregory over in Somerset, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for tuning in and worshiping with us.
You know, Willie and Waylon are going to be mad at you.
And Willie and Waylon.
Yeah.
That's, of course, that's the sidekick to
her
Kathy
her
Parker.
Feline children.
That's right. Meow, meow, meow.
Yeah. And, well, speaking of Kathy Parker, I've got a group here that she might like, okay?
Yes, I believe she does.
Here are
the Happy Goodmans.
Oh, there's nothing.
Sorry. shout of acclamation.
That's the New South, and how great
that guy
art.
Has a deep voice right there.
Oh, doesn't he? I want to tell you, yeah. But I mean, their harmony is impeccable, their delivery, how the song transitions, and they pick up the tempo, mm-hmm. and you don't expect that. You when that big bass voice hits you at the first part of the uh-huh. song, you know, you're like, oh, and you're like, whoa, you know, and you can feel your timbers are shivering, you know.
Oh, I've got some shout-outs. Got to say hi to Judy Merritt. I know her by Duetta, but she's Judy to a lot of people.
Judy,
but anyway,
yes.
She's over in Somerset,
hey,
Kentucky.
Thank you. God bless you.
Yes.
Thank you for your prayers, too.
Yes. Thank you. And down in Georgia is Randy Lassiter. Hey, Randy.
Hey, Randy.
Great to hear you.
Oh,
that you're
yeah.
listening with us. And over in New South Wales, that would be... In Australia, down under.
Good day.
That would be Jenna and Carl Wheeler.
And it's Monday over there, possibly. I don't know what time it is. Probably right around noonish.
So glad to have y'all worshiping with us.
On Monday, yeah.
And Donna North over in Somerset, Kentucky. Thank you, Donna, for worshiping with us. We appreciate it.
Well, Terry had posted a song on Facebook the other day. And then I heard her in there trying to play it on the piano. And she's got quite good at it. And then it turns out that you were a music director at a church, and this is one of the songs that you guys sang.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Terry,
sing this song. It was so pretty.
You did what?
I said I had my choir sing.
Oh, your
this
choir, yeah.
Song, and it was so pretty.
Anyways, I fell in love with the song, mm-hmm. and I thought, you know, how appropriate for this show where I'm giving thanks for so much. Oh my goodness. If I get talking about it too much, I talk too much and then I start crying. Okay. But it's tears of joy. And I thank God for each one of you who are tuned in tonight. A lot who have not tuned in tonight because I gave such short notice of the show, but here's the song. It says, give thanks
with a grateful heart.
It's by the Kingsway Music Studio Ensemble.
Christ, His Son, give thanks.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Well, last, I'm getting teared up. hang on just one second. Last week, last Saturday, I had Terry bring a couple E-tanks downstairs into the radio studio. And up for the longest time that I had been up so far, 6.5 hours, mm-hmm. set a personal best. And I'm feeling great. So I get down here and I start working on a gospel show. And I get big ambition and I think, tomorrow's Sunday and I'm going to surprise everybody and do that praise and worship gospel show that I've been talking about on Facebook. So finish up Saturday and felt good, called my brother Steve, who's just been absolutely phenomenal with me, checking on me several times a day, each day, except for the last couple of days. And he sees I'm kind of recovering a little bit, so he's backed off a little bit. But what a great brother I have. He's just unbelievable. I love him so much. But anyways,
Sweet. He and his wife, Jan,
yeah.
But
brothers have a different type of bond, you know. Than, yeah. But anyways, that being said, I wake up Sunday, folks, and I wake up with some of the worst pain that I have ever had since I crushed my right hip, right? And it's in my knee of my, I got one good leg left, right? So I couldn't move it. I couldn't move it 2 or 3 inches without it feeling like somebody had a Bowie knife on each side of my kneecap, burying that Bowie knife in my knee to the point where my wife has never heard, and I've got a high pain threshold, my wife has never heard me holler out in pain. And I tried to move it, and I hollered in pain. And I thought, oh, my goodness, what's going on with me now? And it turned out I couldn't go into the doctor's office, so we had to do kind of a guessing game with it. And I had
gout.
What I thought it was gout. And they gave me some colchicine, which is a medicine for gout. You take 2, and then you take 1 an hour later. That's all they give you. And praise God, you know, it did the trick. And I've been able to, you know, to have my one good limb be my transfer limb, as they call it, you know, to where I can go to my chair or whatever. But anyways, I didn't want to give up, but I almost gave up, but I didn't. And again, my wife was right there and bringing me meals and taking care of me and encouraging me and everything. So I'm
homemade biscuits and gravy every morning.
Oh, goodness. Making my potassium levels go up real high with all this good home cooking. And but in relation to what I was saying, is I said, I'm not giving up. And here's Gold City with the same song. I'm not giving up. Amen.
Turning round, by the grace of God, I'll wear a shining crown. Someday, well, I'll keep holding on to that nail-scarred hand. I'm not giving up, no, I'll keep going on. I've been walking through this veil of tears, times I've even questioned, even if my Lord was near. Many times that old tempter says, why not turn around? You can't get any farther because you're just losing ground. But I'm not giving up. Oh, I'm not turning round. By the grace of God, I'll wear a shining crown. Someday, when I'll keep holding on to that nail-scarred hand. I'm not giving up. No, I'll keep going.
heart through me. Why is it that old devil, he just won't let God's children be? See, he has purposed and determined to get right in the way and turn us from the way of the life and lead our souls astray. Oh, but I'm not giving up. Oh, I'm not turning around. By the grace of God, I'll wear a shining crown. Someday, well, I'll keep holding on to that nail-scarred hand. I'm not giving up. No, I'll keep going on. Well, I'm not giving up. No, I'm not turning round.
Turning round.
By the grace of God.
I'm not giving up. That's Gold City. And you know, well, I've just concocted a scheme here. You're going to spoil these folks.
What?
By being down here with me on a Sunday evening. Yeah.
You reckon?
And, yeah.
I don't know.
I think it might be. Yeah.
I don't know.
So I need to stay on my oxygen as long as I can to get you to carry my oxygen down here for me.
Oh.
And then make sure that you're going to be hanging out with me and doing the show with me too, you know.
Oh. I've got a couple more shout-outs.
We can do that.
Okay. Hi to that sweet Stephanie Preston over in Clinton, Mississippi.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie. She's got two little babies, Itsy and Bitsy. Itsy and Bitsy, yeah. Those are her two little kitties that she has.
Oh.
They're so cute.
Got two of them?
Yellow ones. Yeah, they're like twins. Oh.
And isn't that something how God can bless when you lose? When you lose something, He can put another blessing. And she got two blessings in her life.
Yes, she did. Oh. And Becky Chappell's listening over in Shelbyville,
hey,
Kentucky.
Becky. Oh, she's
hey, Becky.
Precious.
Yes,
precious
she
lady.
Is.
I'm going to send this next song out to Sue and Don Estes. And I can really relate to this, Sue and Don. You're going to know the song as soon as you hear it. But I'll pre-announce. It's the Crab Family in
Through the Fire.
Oh man, this one moves me every time. It's a great song. Listen to the words, Terry.
So many times I've questioned certain circumstances and things I could not understand. And many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision. That's when my frustration gets so out of hand. It's then I am reminded that I've never been forsaken, and I've never had to stand one test alone. When I look at all my victories, then the Spirit rises up in me, and it's through the fire my weakness is made strong. Oh, 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 oh.
He never promised that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered a victory's without fire.
Help would always come in time. So just remember when
Crabb Family with the incredible lead vocals of Jason Crabb and Through the Fire. Wow. Woo. Oh, my goodness. Here's Greater Vision. And
I will take care of you.
And he sure has.
He
Amen.
Sure has.
Amen.
Among the crowd, the kind that makes you feel so small. Surrounded by so many needs, you ask, how can God meet them all? As he sits atop the universe, wonder if he hears your plea. Then he whispers to that longing your heart, you can trust in me. I fed thousands in the wilderness, 40 years each day the manna fed. And when five loaves and just two fish were blessed, I served 5,000 people on the hill. I'm your wonder-working Father, and providing is the thing I love to do. The most precious possession that I have, I will take care of you.
When I think about his faithfulness, it's hard to find the words to say, to express my love and gratitude to him for what he does each day. I've never had a need that he has failed to meet when I have called. And on those days of doubt, he says, my child, I'll always meet them all.
I've fed thousands in the wilderness, 40 years each day the manna fed. Then when five loaves and just two fish were blessed, I served 5,000 people on the hill. I'm your wonder-working Father, and providing is the thing I love to do. The most precious possession that I have, I will take care of you. I'm your wonder-working Father, and providing is the thing I love to do. The most precious possession that I have, I will take care of you.
That's Greater Vision, I Will Take Care of You. We got about, about 18 minutes of programming left. We may go over that about 5 minutes or something because we started the show at 7:15. I wanted to start earlier than that, but I didn't feel like I was ready. I know we usually go from 7:30 until 8:45, but I'll tell you, I'm staying up a little bit longer than I usually do. And
he's a big boy.
I'm a big boy now. Thanks, Mommy.
Anyway, oh, shame on you. Oh, my goodness. You have been absolutely unbelievable. Her spirit probably is one of the most contagious things with Terry. And that's her laugh, her laughter, and her voice is very comforting to me. And it's that way at home. It's that way when I first met her. It's that way every day, you know. Even when she gets upset with me, it's still, well, kind of. Here's the Dove Brothers.
But when I can stand before Him and I approach His royal seat. All the crowns that He will give me,
the Dove Brothers, and I will lay them at His feet. And we've got a new listener tonight.
Over in Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Yeah, and she's been a friend of mine on Facebook for several weeks now, and a very sweet lady. And Dinah Bays.
Hey, Dinah. You can send me a friend request if you want.
Absolutely. It's now, it'll be Terry Lynn Crane.
Because T-E-R-R-Y.
Uh-huh. She uses her author's name.
Right.
And in fact, I'm thinking about changing my name to Crane. No, I'm just teasing. But yeah, Dinah, send Terry a friend request. That would be so nice. I'm looking for, oh, here she says, okay, I got it on my phone where I can read it a little bit better. It says, thank you, Frank and Terry. Tonight was actually my first Sunday night buffet. Well, it's my first one in a long time, Dinah. She said, on the Crab Family Through the Fire is one I go to often. Oh, so glad it blessed your heart. So glad you all are coming through your fire, all with God's help and your prayers.
Thank you.
Good folks like you who have been praying for us. I'm so grateful to be a part of y'all's circle of life. Well, welcome to our circle. And hopefully, we're very pleased to have you. God bless you, too.
And guess who else is listening over in Vancouver, Washington? My sister mom, that would be Louise.
She is not.
Fowles.
Lovely Louise.
Hey, Louise.
Hey, Louise.
Yeah, she's my sister mom. Oh. She is my daughter-in-law's mother.
And she is
sweet. Precious.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
yeah, boy, we'd be in trouble if we were together all the time.
A strong Christian.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Louise, for tuning in tonight.
And thank you for your prayers.
Oh, absolutely, your constant support. Here's Jeff and Sherry Easter.
And praise His name.
When you're up against a wall and your mountain seems so tall and you realize life's not always fair. You can run away and hide, let the old man decide. Or you can change your circumstances with a prayer. When everything falls apart, praise His name. When you have a broken heart, raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me, and you'll take the pain away. When it seems you're all alone, praise His name. When you feel you can't. can't go on. Just raise your hands and say, greater is He that is within me. And you can praise the hurt away. If you'll just praise His name.
Jeff and Sherry Easter, and praise His name. This is the Gospel Music Buffet, and it's being rebroadcast on WIHE LP 101.3 FM right here in Liberty, Kentucky at a latter date. And that's a part of Wesley Communications. And welcome back, WIHE LP 101.3 FM. Rick Wesley and his beautiful wife, precious wife, Shelley Wesley. And they got a wonderful son, too.
Oh, Derek is precious.
Yeah,
he's good friends with my son, Trey.
You got to tell him he's precious, so in a manly sort of way.
Yeah, he is. Precious.
And he is. He sure is.
Yeah, he is. And oh, I want to give a shout out to Judy Emerson over in Liberty, Kentucky. Hey, Judy.
Hey,
great
Judy.
Great to have you. And
yeah.
Also, we have Bobby and Diana Whitaker Lyons.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
Yeah.
And they're over in Somerset, Kentucky.
Yes, they
are. They
just
friended me on Facebook. And we're so tickled to have you. Thank you so much.
They friended you?
They did.
You guys are brave. I'll pray for you.
They came over to the dark side.
The dark side. No, she's my angel of light. She really
Thank
is.
Thank y'all for worshiping with us this evening.
Oh, yeah. Here are the cathedrals.
And I can see the hand.
When I look at the moon and stars in the sky,
I can see the hand of the Father.
In the valley so deep and river so wide,
I can see the hand of the Father.
I can see the hand.
When I look around me,
I can hear the voice
blowing in the wind. I can
hear the voice of the Father.
In the thundering rain and whispering breeze,
I can hear the voice of the Father.
I can see the hand.
When I look around me,
I can hear the voice.
Blowing in the wind, I can feel the mighty touch of the Father's love.
Everywhere I go,
everywhere I go,
His presence surrounds.
That's the Cathedrals, and I can see the hand. Here are the Hensons.
The touch and the master's strong hand.
Now I'm not a rich man with diamonds to bring. And I'm not one for saying I can do anything. 'Cause I'm nothing, nothing but no one. I'm one more grain of sand. Oh, except I've been touched by the master's strong hand.
Smile.
except for the touch of the Master's strong hand.
Yes, I feel the touch of the Master's strong hand.
The Master's strong hand.
The Hensons and the touch of the Master's strong hand.
I just love them. They're probably one of my favorites.
And one of mine.
They are. They're so good.
They can be your favorite if they're one of mine, too.
Well,
I guess we can share them.
I guess. I guess I'll share them with you. And you know what?
What?
I just got a little message from Diana Lyons. And I thought I heard some good singing over in her neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Her daddy is Herschel Whitaker. And he's a Korean veteran, and he is singing.
Oh, my goodness.
He's singing all these songs over there, and we just appreciate him so much. Thank you so much for
God bless you, Herschel.
Worshiping with us,
yeah, God
Herschel.
Bless you, brother. Yeah, thank you for
sure
your service.
We sure appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in.
And thank you for your service, brother.
Thank you.
Let's just stop briefly and go to the Lord in prayer before we wrap up the program here very shortly. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for giving me the strength to do a live show this evening. Thank you for blessing me with the presence of one of the greatest wives in this world, Father. Lord, I ask you to bless all who listen tonight and bless those who have been so faithful to pray for my recovery, Father. Lord, thank you for the additional days that you've given me here on earth. Father, I'm going to try and not waste any of that precious time that I've got left in this world. Lord, tonight, one of our friends on Facebook is just lying so heavy on my heart. Tom and Jamie Tate. Tom Tate is battling courageously cancer right now, Father. Lord, I pray for a healing touch from you and for you, Lord, to hold them close. Hold them close, Father, giving them peace and giving them comfort and letting them feel your presence, Father. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful technology to be able to go out and fellowship and broadcast throughout the world tonight with listeners as far away as Australia, Jenna and Carl Wheeler. You've blessed me beyond measure, Lord. And I thank you and I praise you and I love you, Lord. Father, bless and protect all of our first responders, our precious healthcare workers who saved my life. Bless and protect those serving in the armed forces around the world. I ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus, my Lord and my Savior. Amen.
Love. I claim the blood.
Well, that's the Perrys, and I claim the blood. And we went over a little bit what we projected. We said 7:15 until 8:30, and we're running a little bit later than that. But what a blessing this show has been for me tonight. And then I didn't plan on having my wife come down here and work the show with me. But see, God knew. God knew, because that's the only one that could move her to get her to come down here and work the show. But thank you, Terry. And I hope this is not the last one you're going to do with me. And you're spoiling the folks by having a two-person show again. But hopefully we'll be able to get on the air, maybe do a secular show or two, and like we used to. But I've still got some other issues. We're not going to go into them right now. But please remember both of us in prayer. And I covet your prayers very much, and don't mind telling you that. I believe in prayer, and I believe in answered prayer, and certainly a lot of it has been answered. Sue Estes had commented earlier tonight about, after we played the song, How Great Thou Art, how God had worked in our lives in so many miraculous ways to bring us both through this COVID thing, and me especially. You know, you're just like, you're just unbelievable in the way you rebounded from this. But anyways, so thank you again for coming down here and working the show with me. When I got a little bit windy tonight, it's the fault of the oxygen. And and it's the fault of a very full heart that's very grateful to my Lord and my Savior, and very grateful to my friends out there who have prayed so faithfully for us. Thank people I don't even know. But I feel like I know
them.
Isn't
it amazing? It just is amazing how God works like that.
It is. That's one of the things I love about Facebook. Yeah. It has absolutely improved my prayer life over the last 5 or 6 or 7 years. You know, I don't see anybody on Facebook that says I'm requesting prayer for this or that, that I don't stop and pray. And now I've got a prayer list, as Terry will attest to that, and I've got 200 and something people on there. That I go through every night.
I stop and pray. As soon as I see
something,
I stop and pray for that person.
Immediately. Right, it only takes just a few seconds.
Oh, yeah. You don't have
a minute out of your day, out of 24 hours.
Just lift
hours,
their name up to God, and He knows.
He does.
He knows what their needs
just
are.
Just lift their name up before the throne of God, and He will take care of it. He promised us that. Thank you guys again for listening, and sorry for my windage tonight, but you're listening to a grateful heart and a grateful friend of each one of you who have prayed for me. God bless you all. Have a wonderful Sunday evening, what's left of it, and a great week coming up. Going out with Hillary Scott and the Scott family.
And Sheltered in the Arms of God. Y'all have a wonderful evening. Ta-ta.
Good night, everybody. God bless you.
I feel the touch of Him so kind and tender. They're leading me in paths that I must trod. Beside me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise, they don't. He was
from heaven's portals. Come home, my child. It's the last mile.